Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
While you're out on stage, there's reporting that RFK Jr. is going to drop out of the race by the end of this week. Have you spoken to him in the last 24 hours?
No, I haven't, but I respect him. I've respected him for a long time. I mean, I know where he's coming from, and it's a little different philosophy. Very smart guy, however, and I had heard he was thinking about it for a period of time, but no, I have not heard this, what you're telling me.
He's... Yeah!
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is...
Griff Jenkins!
Watch your back!
All right, Griff, that was a radio operator error. I played the wrong Trump bite. That was from yesterday and not his comments on RFK Jr. this morning on Fox and Friends.
Yeah, but that was an important one that you played. And by the way, let me just say, no one else may have the emotional attachment that I just had to you bumping into the Nax My Sharona, because my brother's 9 years older. And when he went off to college, I was just starting high school. And the only thing and the top thing I wanted to steal from his room to make me a cool high school guy was his 6 foot Knack poster. Get the Knack, I think, was the album cover. Because remember back in those days in the 80s, the posters were the album cover.
Exactly. Yeah, it came folded up in the album in many cases.
Really? That soundbite you played from Trump talking to my colleague, Grady Trimble, I think was even more telling than what we got this morning with my friends on Fox and Friends, because he said that one point where he's like, I respect him, you know, I like him and all that stuff, but I'm going to be there Friday. He's hinting about the fact that, you know, on RFK Jr.'s website, he's on Twitter, he's saying he's making this big announcement. It's going to be from Arizona. Well, Trump's hinting too that, hey, we're both going to be in Arizona on the same day. And everybody's rumored about this, Kennedy drop and endorsing Trump. And then it didn't get much play, but his running mate, the tech entrepreneur, Nicole Shanahan, did Dr. Drew's podcast late yesterday and told Dr. Drew, quote, Friday is going to be one of the biggest events in American election history.
Wow.
Now, I don't want to overstate things, and I can't speak for Mr. Kennedy, but many had suggested that Shanahan was possibly picked because she's got a ton of dough. And she was helping bankroll his campaign, which, to be fair, it was he waged a strong independent campaign. Look, he polled at 10% at one point. Yep. He nearly made it on the debate stage with Trump and Biden. But his campaign now is not only short on cash, but they're mired in all these lawsuits over ballot access. And the ballot access is in more than 20 states, and the Democrat Party's doing everything they can with a much larger budget to kick him off, because they don't want him in there. And so at the end of the day, there's an old adage, if your girl is your bankroller and she's saying big news is coming tomorrow, you can take that to the bank. Big news is coming.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd like some of that money for his own campaign. We've been talking this morning, Griff, about RFK Jr. dropping out endorsing Trump. Will that help Trump or possibly even hurt Trump?
So that's the great question. And in full disclosure to our listeners, I was texting when I heard you guys talking about it earlier, because I was listening a little bit to the show online. I sent Mark this New York Times Siena poll that basically says in the blue wall states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, 41% of Kennedy voters said they backed Trump. 27% of Kennedy voters said they go for Harris. So that's, you know, a near 35% difference there in favor of Trump in the states that matter. Now, to be clear, at the current moment, Kennedy is on the ballot in Michigan and Pennsylvania, but he has votes, not full access, in Wisconsin.
Okay.
But many people are now saying that Michigan and Pennsylvania are critical states for not only for Trump to possibly win, but must wins for Harris. And so if there is an impact, Kim, and we only time will tell, and whether or not even Kennedy does go through with dropping out and backing Trump, there's at least this New York Times Cena poll, which is a snapshot in time, but it suggests that it could benefit Trump much more than it would Harris by just having the guy out of the race.
Yeah, I know you're an info junkie like we are. Griff, I was watching last night on the evening show, they had Mark Thiessen on there, and Thiessen was saying that he's not sure it's going to help Trump because many people who were voting for RFK didn't like Kamala and they didn't like Trump. And he's not convinced that when RFK bows out, they're suddenly going to start liking Trump. Now, I hope he's wrong. And Jesse Waters said that to him last night. That's a smart take, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and again, you know, this is my favorite pastime other than surfing, and that is crystal balling the power brokers here in the Potomac. But, you know, if indeed he drops and endorses and joins forces with Trump, I think you're going to see a lot more rumblings, as we've already heard in the media, about a possible potential role for RFK Jr. in a future Trump administration. People keep pointing to being HHS. And of course, Trump voters love that because that would suggest that Kennedy would go in there and just zap vaccines. That's where they were most likely together, because they're not together on all issues by any stretch of the means. But I think if you were an RFK person and you were turned off by it and otherwise probably just planning on sitting this one out, if you knew your guy was going to be a part of this administration, that certainly would be an incentive, perhaps, or a carrot to get you to the ballot box.
Well, I guess we'll know soon enough. Any takeaways from Waltz last night? I mean, or Bill Clinton? I said Bill Clinton sounds like a caricature of himself. He's like James Carville these days. You really got to struggle to listen to the voice and realize it's the same guy.
Well, I loved he referred to himself as the man from Hope, Arkansas, which was, the great. I mean, look, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. He's from Arkansas. That's that Mid-South, that friendly Southern gentleman sort of thing. But notice he didn't refer to himself as the nickname that most of us remember, which was, of course,
Slick Willie.
But then, you know, I mean, look, he calling Vice President Harris the president of joy. There's no doubt that this convention is going to give Team Harris a boost.
But listen to Cut 10 here real quick, because I thought this was interesting. Go to Cut 10, Carl, please.
Ask for their help and then follow our leader, Kamala. We need Kamala Harris.
So wasn't Trump referred to as racist and misogynist for mispronouncing her name? Are they going to say anything to Bill?
Yeah, but it's okay if Clinton does it. Remember the double standard? Let me take you back to the 90s. So soon you've forgotten. He can do it, but Trump can't. That's how that works.
I think it's because it rhymes with Monica. Kamala, Monica. And then it's the way you hit the A at the end, and that's what reminded him of it.
Oh, boy. If you take me back to thinking about blue dresses, I am going to have a hard Thursday, my friend. That's for sure. I'll just leave it at this. All that really matters is what the godmother thinks about it.
Oh, yeah.
If the godmother's okay with it, then it doesn't matter. If she's pissed, then we've got a problem.
Yeah, Joe Biden found a horse head in his bed, I understand. That's why he decided to call it quits.
I just think it's unbelievable that people are wearing these Pelosi godmother pins. I mean, if you're Joe Biden, it's tough enough to have to sit at home in front of the TV, you know, with a bag of popcorn watching what should have been your convention. I mean, he stood up a very competitive campaign and then, you know, had a really bad debate that really revealed the fact that he's just not fit to keep running. But at the same time, he also gracefully just handed it over. And now not only does he get pushed out, but they're making like heroes out of those that pushed him out. The Obamas their night, and then now the godmother Pelosi pins on all the delegates.
Well, Griff, keep up the good work. Should be a high drama tonight as well.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It will be indeed. And look, we'll see what we get in the Harris speech tonight. It's no doubt the biggest speech of her life.
No doubt. All right. We'll talk to you next week, Griff. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you. Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.